9, Innovation Park Medway update. Report to provide an update on Innovation Park Medway.
Just before I introduce the project, I'm just going to circulate an email that was received from Highways England, because I think that's helpful just to inform the conversation. I will summarise it, so please don't feel like you've got to frantically read for it, but I thought it'd be useful just to have at hand. There's enough copies, I might have to share a few. So in terms of this project, so there are various phases to the project, which I think we were talking about previously. The first phase is sort of reconfiguration of the airport site itself, and that's been awarded £4.4 million over growth funds. The next phase of the project has been awarded by this board for £3.7 million. And a further £1.6 million LGS has been prioritised by the investment panel, but hasn't yet come forward to this board funding. There have been issues that have been identified, so whilst work is progressing on phase one of the project, phase two and phase three are currently being held up by issues around the local development order, which is required to deliver the project. The timescale is set out within the report that sets out potential for that LGO to be approved in October. They are just estimated timescales, and there's a number of steps that you just be going through in terms of firstly, identifying the impact exactly of the project on the strategic road network. So there's modelling work underway currently, and those scenarios are set out in that letter. The work that's currently been undertaken by Medway Council to look at the impact of the project on the road network. The next bit is around, actually, if there is identified an impact, assessing how that can be mitigated. So Highways England has indicated that could be through some traffic measures, or it might involve actual mitigation in terms of highway works to particular junctions on the strategic road network. So that would need to be agreed with Highways England, but also with Kent County Council, is that junction, the particular junction, M2 Junction 3, which is potentially impacted. That's actually a case of the junction itself. So there's a number of steps that need to be gone through. However, Highways England have provided this email for reassurance. I think previously there were issues around the conversations with Highways England and that they weren't really effectively engaging with the project team in Medway Council. Actually, that seems to be vastly improved after Medway Council can comment much better than I can on that. But it certainly sounds like there's a firm commitment. So just to summarise this email that's come through, you know, it does set out Highways England's commitment to ongoing partnership working with Medway Council. It's been working with Medway Council since 2017 on the Innovation Park site, although actually prior to that in terms of the local plan. The programme has been agreed and resources have been allocated to undertake the next steps in terms of transport modelling work and looking at mitigation options. Significant progress has been made and technical discussions have taken place to agree the traffic modelling requirements. And I'm aware that Medway Council are undertaking that work at the moment. Medway Council commissioned that transport modelling work. Once the impact of that modelling work is understood, Highways England will work with Medway Council to agree the mitigation required. And as I said previously, that might involve same transport plans, or it might actually be feasible highway capacity enhancements. They'll then work with Medway Council to look at governance, costing, the funding routes for implementing any of that mitigation that is required. The LDO might also be subject to planning additions to address the cumulative impact of the development. But also, Highways England see no reason that the requirements and aspirations of Medway Council and Highways England cannot be achieved. So my interpretation and hope to you to love as well, but I think it's positive in terms of that engagement. I think it does still lead to questions around the actual timescales for approving the local development order that's required for the project. So there's still no firm thing to state about when we can expect that to be approved. And it does also indicate that planning conditions may be required, and we're not entirely clear about what that's going to look like at the moment. There was also a letter that was circulated from Thames Gateway Kent Partnership that reinforces, you know, this is an enterprise zone, so it is really important. It does align with our sort of emerging local industrial strategy. And I think, as a search team, I think it's fair to say that we're continuously supportive of the project. I think it's just making sure the timescales align and we can actually demonstrate progress and difficulties on the project. There's quite a detailed conversation about this project at the strategic board in January. And I think that's why we've got fairly firm recommendations in the report, which I'll run through. So the So phase three funding was allocated, the 1.6. That was approved by the investment panel with the conditions around the deliverability was confirmed with this board. I think we're still in a position where we don't have firm timescales around the delivery of the project, and there are a number of hurdles still to overcome. And therefore, the recommendation that I've presented is actually that £1.519 million is actually reallocated to the next project in the pipeline. However, in terms of the £4.4 million, it's already progressing. We're not suggesting at the time that that's reconsidered. The £3.7 million that's allocated to the Phase 2 works, so that is also subject to the LDO being approved. We're recommending here, that has been approved by the board previously, that support has been shown. Actually, we just want the recommendation as drafted in the report sets out, actually, we just want an update to come back in July that confirms it does meet conditions for spending beyond the grantor period. There is satisfactory progress around the milestones that set out in this report, and there is an update around what mitigation we might, the Highways of England might be seeking in terms of the impact of the project. I think that's important because it gives a scale of, is this just as metropolis? Is it a smaller scale intervention, or is it something larger scale that's going to take more time to agree with Highways of England and other partners as well? So that's quite a lot of information. So I'll say that.
Okay. Can I? I've been approached. Richard Hicks from Medway would also like to say before we open to the.
Thank you very much, Chairman. So Richard Hicks, Deputy Chief Executive at Medway Council. Thank you very much, Board, for the opportunity to just set some context around Rhiannon's introduction. I think nobody ever said regeneration was easy, did they? And this project has certainly had its challenges over the period. But what we wanted to do was bring an update to the Board today to give you some reassurance around that direction of travel with Highways England. The board discussed earlier on some of the challenges that there are working with other government, central government agencies and other departments. Certainly we have seen quite a significant movement in terms of our engagement with Highways England, which gives us a greater reassurance and confidence into the project itself. And indeed, Rhiannon, earlier on Adam was talking about interrogating projects. Rhiannon has been right the way through this project, actually had a conversation with Highways England herself about the project too. And we are certainly convinced that direction of travel that we have now with Highways England is a positive one. We've agreed all the frameworks around the traffic modelling. That work is being undertaken, and we are confident that we will be able to address the mitigation factors that come as a result of that. I think given some confidence around the direction of travel, I think it's important just to set out two strategic items, if I can, Chairman, just two considerations for you. We talked earlier on about pragmatism. The board was talking about a pragmatic approach to the delivery of regeneration projects. And I think actually some pragmatism here would be positive for us. If you look at Medway's track record of delivery, so leave aside all the rest of our regeneration programmes, just look at some of our LGF projects. I was reading an email just last night from a resident around our Strood Town Centre works, £9 million of funding, just coming to the end of that. We all know the disruption the town centre works can cause. The email from the resident I was reading just last night was commending us on all the work that's been undertaken. That is genuine partnership with the LEP that has delivered that. Second scheme, we had Civic Centre Flood Defence Works. Rhiannon was there for the launch of that. We delivered that project on time, on budget, one of the fastest schemes the LEP has ever delivered. So our track record is a positive one. We are absolutely behind this project. My second point I want to make is just that strategic connectivity. You've referenced, and thank you for the letter from the TGKP, Rhiannon referenced the letter from those guys setting out that this is part of the North Kent Enterprise Zone. This is really significant for the LEP, and we've benefited from a lot of personal support from the LEP around this, around these schemes. We've already mentioned how phase one of the project, we're already underway, we're already on site, we're taking forward those works. This is strategically significant for the LEP, for the wider region. This will deliver 3,000 high-value, high-GVA employment opportunities as a result of this scheme. So we would ask that there's a slight nuance to the recommendations that were being presented to the board, which is that actually you would approve that further LGF 3B spend, that £1.5 million spend, and that actually you would align that with LGF 3, the fundamental £3.7 million funding award. Those two schemes would be aligned, and then we would bring that forward accordingly with those timescales. I think we have demonstrated that we've got significant movement and traction into the project now. It's really important that we get on and deliver this scheme. Chairman, that's all I want to say. Thank you.
Rodney Chambers, Medway. Thank Richard for his concise and comments as far as this project is concerned. And it comes back to a discussion we've had earlier on the impact of external agencies on our ability to progress projects. And if I give you an instance, and you remember, Chairman, when you kindly, in your role as Kent and Medway Economic Partnership, were the ones who managed to get Highways England to come to the table. If I give you an instance, you write to Highways England, laying out what your proposals are and asking for their comments in the meeting. 6 months later, you're lucky if you've got an answer. And it was only by Kent and Medway Economic Partnerships intervention did we were we able then to ginger up Highways England to take this project seriously. Because as Richard has quite rightly said, this is, we have the ability to meet the aspirations of the LEC, which is jobs and homes. And this project will deliver 3,600 jobs, high-skilled jobs in the future. Now, Richard mentioned about Medway's delivery on some of those aspects, particularly on jobs. And previously in the report on the growth fund spend, you will see what we have delivered so far against our target as far as jobs are concerned. I don't want to compare ourselves with other authority areas, but you will see that we have, compared to our size, delivered a considerable number of jobs, which of course is what we're all about. This is an opportunity here to enhance that figure. Can I just mention about the talk, where we talk about phase three and phase two? I have to say to you, phase three is a continuation of phase two to enable us to complete the infrastructure and therefore deliver those jobs that we so dearly, job opportunities that we so dearly want and are striving for within the LEP area. This project is not only significant as far as Medway is concerned, this is a significant development as far as, certainly as far as Kent and Medway are concerned, but I would suggest as far as the LEP is concerned as well. Now, and because I've said that phase two and so-called phase three have been separated out in the book, but they are in fact one and the same to enable us to complete the delivery, I would hope that members would agree not to agree to allocate what they say phase three to the net, to the projects on the LGF pipeline, because I think all that would do was to slow down the completion of this particular project. So I just hope that members will not agree to that proposal. This came before the board at its last meeting, which I wasn't at, but I do note that the board has asked for an update provided in March, and that the accountability board to consider in July 2020, which is what the recommendations of the board. I would suggest that in the light of what has been heard today, we stick to that, but we do not agree 2.12. I have no problem with agreeing the others, but the 1.519 remains as part of so-called phase three, but we would say it's an extension of phase two.
I've come to Roger.
Roger Goff, Ken. I must say, having heard that, I'm very sympathetic to it, given particularly, as you say, the linkages between phase two and phase three. I would certainly be supportive of what's proposed. And clearly, I mean, I think you're right, it is a project of significance to the left as a whole, and certainly being slightly more parochial from the Medway point of view, it does very much fit with that.
Thank you.
Rosemary Nunn here representing U9, which is the universities. I mean, certainly from our perspective, speaking for Christchurch, Greenwich and Kent, it's a great opportunity for the higher education collaboration with industry.
So. Keith Glazer, East Sussex. Having listened to the report, I just wonder if, just a clarification, that the if we were minded to, as Rodney has suggested, not take the first part of the recommendation, that the first part of the recommendation would be added to the second part, if that means that by July we have a case that says this stacks up and works, or else it doesn't. I just think we do get to the point where if you don't have certainty that the whole will follow, then the first part of it becomes more difficult. So I wouldn't want to hinder the ability for this to succeed. So I'm quite content to delay it until the July meeting. Simon's first.
I've got two questions. One's just a bit of accuracy. On page 4, under 6.4, the end of the sentence doesn't finish. I don't think it matters in terms of decision making, but just so that my pecking part of me can just go to rest, please. We have that. Really helpful. Thank you. Don't worry, you can come back to it later. From a skills perspective, this is one of those very few projects we look at around infrastructure where I see the direct impact on skills, and particularly the ambition around IPM to raise the skills levels, not just within Medway, but within the wider geography. And so, as Rosemary has suggested, from the university, we have full support from the skills agenda as well. And I think it's really good to see a scheme that is focused on raising skills levels directly. I know it's about jobs and houses as well, but it's really good to see this scheme really reflecting on skills directly.
Thanks, Chairman. Maybe call actually in Rodney's absence at the last strategic board, I did raise concerns around deliverability of this project. I must admit that there has been a step forward following the letter from Highways England and what has been presented by the Deputy Chief Executive and yourself, Rodney. Just on what you're suggesting about removing the first recommendation, can I ask then the rationale in 3.5 of the report that the LGF funding was prioritised by the Investment Board to face with the project, basically around dependent upon deliverability? Has that phrase changed? That's my challenge, or what is the counter that Medway would put forward to that? I do support the project.
Is it
five?
Yeah,
five.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so I think, yeah, the investment panel were quite split in their decision to prioritise the project. I think it was passed through by one vote, with the caveat that it did come back to this board and demonstrate the deliverability. I think perhaps that's why we were a bit harsh in terms of the recommendations to this board around whether it should progress or not, because the basis for the prioritisation was that the deliverability concerns could be addressed, and I don't think we can say confidently that they have fully been addressed at this stage. So I think that is one for this board to be considering, think around that deliverability and the rationale for that. I think the strategic board's view was, as you say, there's quite a lot of challenge around the project and just wanting to see progress. In the capital programme report, we're already reporting £25 million in spent beyond the growth of period. So anything we're adding to that for these decisions is going to sort of increase that cumulative amount of spend beyond the growth deal. So I think it's worth being mindful of that.
Thank you.
Ron Woody, South End. Just to say that Rob had to go. He had an emergency call. So I'm not sure whether he mentioned that to you or not. No. I think he's just sort of tended the job out.
Yeah.
I know we are all supportive of this. And I know I mentioned previously that the things we are waiting for in July, May, and then July is building up in terms of quite a substantial sum of money. And I'm not sure, has the local development order, has that been adopted, Rodney?
Well, it hasn't. It can't be adopted formally until we get this agreement with Highways
England, which we haven't got yet. Although,
it explains. That it's a chicken and egg situation, and that's what we're in. I mean, all local development order will not only cover areas that are under the area of the local planning authority, which is Medway, but under the local planning authority neighbour, which is Tunbridge and Morling. And that's the whole purpose of the local development order, because the site transcends the both areas. And we're all agreed across there, and we're just waiting for Highways England to the local development order is in fact virtually an order which gives planning consent. So what their objections are, if you have a normal planning set through the normal planning process, Highways England, if it is impacted, can put a stop on it and are subject to discussions. And this is exactly what's happening as far as the LDO is concerned. So we're all ready to go. It's just getting this agreed with Highways England and what the mitigation is going to be, like you would with a normal planning application.
So what would your estimated, if you like, extension of the funding into the following year, into 21-22?
Well, we are committed to, as has been agreed, and I think it does say somewhere in the report here, that to meet the requirements of the board, which was that we were to have a contract in place before the 31st of March for the work next year. Am I right in that?
Yes, I think that is one of the funding conditions. I think in the recommendations we're suggesting that Medway Council would come back in July to confirm that definitely can be achieved in terms of that contract being entered into by that point.
Okay, well, Ron Woodley again. On that basis, then, okay, I'm prepared. We should wait till July, but I think we need to be mindful of this pot that's gradually building up.
Just before everyone, you're considering it, I had an email from Richard Longman pointing out one or two facts about this project. I went back to him and said, I think they're very relevant, but rather than a personal email, I think you should write to me as chair of this board so that I can make those points to you officially. So I won't read the open one. Is just Richard states that he was an observer at a couple of boards, but I'll read on from there if I may. My purpose in writing, in my capacity as coordinator for the North Kent Enterprise Zone, is to remind the Accountability Board that Innovation Parkway, Park Medway, is an integral part of the North Kent Enterprise Zone, NKEZ. NKEZ is one of four enterprise zones in the CELIP area, and these are identified in CELIP's draft local industrial strategy as key innovation assets, offering potential to drive commercialisation of innovation and to attract inward investments into the South East economy.
the 2016 Memorandum of Understanding with Government relating to establishment of NKEZ, to which CELEP is a signatory, does not commit the LEP to any particular investment in NKEZ, but subject to due diligence, etc., it does commit the LEP to use all reasonable endeavours to support delivery of the enterprise zone. CELEP's positive support for NKEZ and for Innovation Park Medway in particular has been reflected in allocation of Growing Places Fund and Local Growth Fund for enabling infrastructure and sector support funding for the preparation of local development orders to assist with streamlined planning for occupiers investing in the site. Clearly, the Accountability Board will consider the further LGF commitments to Innovation Park Medway very carefully and objectively. But I trust that the implications for delivery of the enterprise zone and the message it sends in the context of the emerging local industrial strategy will be borne in mind. Okay, I'd like, on a personal note, I'd like to say that this was another one of those projects, as with the A13, that when we were discussing enterprise zones and application and so on and so forth, the then leader of East Sussex stood up and said, we don't have a relevant project. We will support the other two, because this is really important to the LEP area. This is one of those projects that the LEP has supported from day one and is seen to be. And we've made these sort of decisions before, and I believe, if I'm correct, in my memory, that Bewley Park was another where we had to just look at it and be just take the proper view, in my opinion, as to how we managed that quite rightly and quite. And this project, from all the reasons we've heard, I think has enormous merit and is crucially important. Not in Kent and Medway, it's not just Medway, the northern Kent economic. The enterprise zone also affects Maidstone, it affects others. So it's of major importance. And I think I spotted in the paperwork somewhere that it affects Thanet Parkway, it affects everything that's going to. This is crucial stuff across the whole LEP area. So I would ask you to consider that. I've asked you to.
Yeah, I'd ask
them to.
Yeah. Okay, right. So perhaps the recommendation there will be to note the update on the project, to agree either option one, that the 1.519 million phase three funding is reallocated to next project on the pipeline, or option two, agree that the business case for the 1.519 million LGF phase three funding is brought back to the board. I think probably on the 3rd of July would make sense in terms of making sure we've got the time to put those works in place for consideration by this board for funding approval. Also that the board agree that phase three project must also meet the conditions that are set out in 2.1.3, which include the project meeting the conditions to spend beyond the growth deal period, that satisfactory progress is made towards the project based on the milestones set out in the report, and also that an update on the position in terms of the mitigation that Highways England might require, that is also brought back to the board in July, and we take a decision then around the project.
Okay. Now, do you want me to read that out again as a reference?
I think it's on record.
Yeah, we're just going, but it is on record now on the tape. So option one is to agree with the original recommendation, and option two is the amended recommendation as per has been just read out. So for clarity, can I see a show of hands, please, on option one? No one. And can I see a show of hands on option two, please? That's unanimous. That's five out of the six possible votes, given that Rob has had to leave. Yeah. So thank you very much for going to option two. Thank you. Right, item 11, University of Essex Parkside LGF funding decision.
Sorry,
okay,
before we move on,
should
we just agree the other
recommendations? Oh, yeah, sorry. Went through it, right. Okay. And can we agree that by the board meeting on the 3rd of July 2020, Medway Council must demonstrate how the Phase 2 project meets the five conditions set out in 8.3 and provide evidence that satisfactory progress has been made towards meeting the project milestones set out in Table 2 below, and provide an update on the mitigation sought by Highways England and the extent to which this will impact the overall deliverability of the project as set out in the section 6 below. If the conditions are not satisfied by the 3rd of July 2020, the board will be asked to consider the reallocation of the 3.7 million LGF award to phase 2. Can I see a show of hands on that, please? So that's 5 out of 6, thank you. And we're asked to note the risk that Medway Council of abortive LGF spend on the Phase 2 project if the LDO is not approved to enable the delivery of the project. If LGF spend on the project becomes an abortive revenue cost, this must be repaid to SELEP by Medway Council under the terms of the service level agreement for the SELEP accountable body. So that's noted. I just state as a business rep again, this goes to all of those, Thurrock and everyone who are taking on this risk, that you know this is public money. Mm. This isn't that whatever the risk is, it's still public money. It's the public purse. It's my tax revenues. As a business, we might find it, you know, that we need to work together to get these jobs done rather than just waste money and all the officer time is spent. I find that frightening. But there we are. I make that as a personal comment. relating to anybody else. Moving on, item 10.